The economy is continuing to get slammed by the coronavirus pandemic. The government is reporting that the gross domestic product, or the GDP, had its sharpest decline in the first quarter since the 2008 recession. Meantime, economists say that the reality is even worse, as those figures don't even reflect the worst of the pandemic's impact, which happened after the first quarter. For more, we turn to the KCBS Spring Central Newsline and check in with Chris Thornburg, founding partner of Beacon Economics. Chris, I want to ask you to help us understand the disconnect between the big spikes we're seeing on Wall Street and the GDP, which looks so bad today. Which is a better indicator of the broader economy for us?
Right. Well, remember, GDP is what happened in the past, and the stock market is trading on what they think is going to happen in the future. It's not the same thing. They're looking in different directions. Look, the GDP number came in, obviously it was a big almost negative 5%. But we have to keep in mind that while we're looking at those numbers and thinking about those numbers, remember those numbers are not a reflection of some big economic problem, but rather simply the inability for people to spend in the midst of these public health mandates. Hidden in that data were two little nuggets of good news, which I think people should be thinking about. One is that a lot of the decline, believe it or not, was in healthcare. Oddly enough, about half the economic output loss we saw came from shrinking in healthcare spending. And that was because, of course, we put off all these short-run procedures, like getting our teeth cleaned or going for some elective surgery, because we assumed hospitals are going to be packed with these victims. Well, guess what? Public health mandates have worked, and we don't have full hospitals. The other good news is we saw a surge in savings last quarter. You know, while people are losing income, a lot more people are simply building savings because of this demand that they're not allowed to go out and meet by going to restaurants and stuff. And that will help in a big way towards helping the economy bounce back from this as all those built-up savings come out and end up seeing a lot of people spend money in restaurants and stores, which will help the economy get going once these mandates are allowed to go away.
So you seem to be saying this number isn't quite as bad as it looks?
Yes, I think that's exactly right. Or more significantly, look, there's no doubt that this is a recession-type scenario. When Q2 comes out, it's going to be much scarier. But in as much as that number's scary, we also expect that Q3, once we're pretty much past most of the closures, will come roaring back. There's no reason to think that much of the economy that was closed temporarily in the midst of these public health needs won't reopen afterwards. Museums will reopen, parks will reopen, and people are going to go out and spend money on those places yet again. So we're looking for a pretty rapid rebound.
So, Chris, we've touched on the stock market movement, the GDP movement. What about unemployment figures? How do they factor into all this in terms of reading the tea leaves for what we can expect moving forward?
Right. Well, again, you can't compare these numbers to, say, what we saw during the Great Recession. You know, during the Great Recession, because of the implosion of the subprime bubble, there were millions of jobs lost in construction and real estate and finance, and those jobs were lost permanently. They were never coming back. This time around, we have much larger numbers, but the vast majority of these people understand that this is a temporary layoff situation, that, again, once this virus is gotten under control and we're allowed to reopen the economy, they will be going back to work. So you have to be really cautious. Yes, they're very big numbers. There's a lot of people out there who are not receiving income. But again, unprecedented levels of support because of the expansion of the unemployment insurance program. And of course, there's no reason for them not to be returning to work in the very near future. So the numbers are grim, but it's not the same thing as losing millions of jobs permanently.
Well, thank you for all your perspective and your time. That is Chris Thornburg. He is founding partner of Beacon Economics.